When the National Institutes of Health quit funding biomedical research on chimpanzees last year, the agency promised all of the chimps it owned would go to a sanctuary. That's required in federal law. But those weren't all of the chimps involved in research. As Stephanie Stokes tells us, a new sanctuary is opening up in North Georgia to take in the hundreds of chimps from private labs.
Sarah Beckler Davis shows off the 200 acres of green hills in North Georgia where she plans to house chimpanzees. It takes a lot to get the place ready.
So this is a walk-in cooler for all the
produce. We enter the chimp kitchen, which was donated by celebrity chef Rachel Ray.
And then back there is the chimp smoothie bar.
It's a bar with a series of blenders. Chimps can't sit there, but they can watch what's being made through a window.
We do a lot of fresh and whole food, so mostly fruit and smoothies for breakfast, and then lunches, veggies.
Caring for chimps has been Beckler Davis's life's work. She's run a sanctuary for chimps before and hadn't actually planned on starting another one. But then she met 220 chimps at a lab in Louisiana, the New Iberia Research Center.
After having gone to New Iberia, I couldn't not do it. I looked into the eyes of those chimps there, and there was no way that I would be able to live with myself if I didn't at least try.
To give them a home. Since scientists can no longer use them for medical research, the chimps are out of work. But because they're part of a group of chimpanzees that are considered privately owned, Beckler Davis says they never got retirement plans.
There's a legal framework in place that should provide sanctuary for all of the government-owned chimps. But for these privately owned chimps, there's no parachute for them.
They could, for example, retire in place at the research centers. The Texas Biomedical Institute, which owns a couple dozen of these chimps, says that's an option there. Some also go to zoo exhibits. That's been a solution for another lab with 50 or so chimps, Yerkes National Primate Research Center here in Georgia. Steve Ross, director of a research center on apes at Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo, coordinated a transfer.
Last year, we worked with the Yerkes Primate Center to move a group of 7 chimpanzees to Chattanooga Zoo. That seemed like a good opportunity. They had a good environment.
He says the chimps have adjusted well and points out zoos have welcomed plenty of research chimpanzees before.
So I think more and more zoos are able to and are willing to play more and more of a sanctuary role.
But in the eyes of some animal welfare advocates, a lab isn't retirement, and neither is a zoo.
My name is Rachel Weiss, and I'm the president and one of the co-founders of the Laboratory Primate Advocacy Group.
Weiss is part of a lawsuit that's trying to block an effort from Yerkes to send another batch of chimps abroad to a zoo in England. Weiss says labs and zoos can provide fine settings for the animals, but at the end of the day, they weren't built for them.
Chimps who've been living in laboratories for their whole life, a lot of the older ones especially, were used in invasive studies, lots of invasive studies, and devastating invasive studies. And, you know, they deserve more than that. Letting them off the hook, letting them have lives of their own is only possible in sanctuaries.
As with human retirement plans, the big issue in all of this is money. The 8 or so existing sanctuaries in the U.S. are just about full. Sarah Beckler Davis is able to launch a new one, partly because New Iberia is helping foot the bill. Even so, she'll need more cash. She estimates it costs $20,000 per year to care for one unemployed chimp. And she's got 220 coming from New Iberia, maybe more from the other private labs.
It's not cost effective at all, but the alternative for a lot of research animals would be euthanasia. With chimps, they're so much like us. It's not possible to justify when there's an alternative and when we know how closely they experience the world to us.
Beckler Davis and her team are welcoming their first retirees next month, about a dozen chimps. They'll get to roam the sanctuary's wide open green space, drink smoothies probably, and Beckler Davis hopes be chimps. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.